Now, I need my four wonderful children, who Daniel and Zach and Ruby and Josh. Are you able now to just go and collect these very special boxes that we have over there? I'd just like you to pick up one of the boxes each and come and stand at the front, showing everybody the letters that you've got there. Let's see what they spell. Where's Josh? Josh? We're missing an E. That's it. It's the silent E. Well done. Thank you very much. Right. Now, I wonder if you could build those blocks, starting with Josh at the end, putting yours down first on the floor, and then the next one. Can't see who it is there. And then the next one on the top of each other. Build them on the top. That's it. And then the very last one, Daniel, on the very top. And that still spells life, doesn't it? Thank you. Just stay there a second. It's not that long ago since we lit a candle at Christmas and remembered Jesus coming and heard the readings in the Bible that talked about Jesus as the life of the world. In him was life, wrote the very same St. John that wrote the gospel that told us about Mary coming to the tomb and weeping. And we've read over Easter how the stories of Jesus show us how life is meant to be lived. We've heard of the way in which through everything that he went through, he showed courage and patience, determination and vision. How he was able to trust God even in the most terribly, terribly difficult situations, and how he was able to pray to God when he needed him most. He was even able to pray for forgiveness for those who were treating him so cruelly. Terrible things happened to Jesus. His life was broken, and his life was destroyed. What do you have to do to destroy that block of lie, of word, of letters? Kick it down. His life was destroyed. Thank you, boys. Go and sit with those letters a second. Jesus experienced death. He travelled, though, a road that every one of us will one day travel. But we go on that journey to death, and indeed through death, with the Lord. That is the words that we remember often at funerals, the 23rd Psalm. And that psalm, as we see on the screen, tells us that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you, Lord, are with me. I was with my father when he died a number of years ago now, about 12 years ago. And there was no doubt that Jesus was with him at that moment. There was such peace. There was such love when that happened. It was the same peace and love that filled him when he came alive in a new way at the age of 64, when at an Alpha course that I was leading in Wales, I was privileged to pray with him, with another member of that team, that he would receive the life of Christ. He was quite, I'm okay sort of person. I don't need anything else. I can do it. That he was able to sacrifice his pride and in humility received Christ by faith and knew the love of God in a new way. And it was that faith, it was that trust and that love that was with him when he died. And it was a wonderful thing in many ways. We celebrate the truth at Easter that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God So I would like you to hold up those letters again, would you please? In the order L-I-F-E. And I want us to remember, that's right, you come at this end, Daniel, and line up with the I next, and the F, and then the E. That today the message of Easter is that L-I-F-E spells love is forever. Love is forever. That's part of the Easter message. Thank you very much, boys. Go back and just sit with Anita there, and we'll move on to the next part of our service. Well, we must go and see. That is the thing. There is a tremendous truth that we've been celebrating, that love is forever. And we celebrate at Easter this life being restored. So let's have our wonderful team of four helpers, of Daniel, Zach, Ruby, and Josh. You'd like to come? Where are you? Let's see what we can do. We finished the last time with the blocks all over the place. Let's see if we can put them again up in a wonderful pile. And I want you to be able to just put them together with the E at the bottom and the L at the top and build it so everybody can see life being restored. What a wonderful thing it is. Because nothing at Easter time we celebrate, that nothing could ever destroy God's love. Like a fire that could never be put out. There's a beautiful verse in the Bible that says, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. And Jesus spoke of God's love, his unquenchable love, not only being for the people that he was with then, but for being for everyone. So thank you, boys, and thank you very much indeed, Ruby, as well. Go and sit down, David. We celebrate today that life is for everyone. Not just love lasting forever, but life is for everyone. Because of the verse in the Bible that tells us that God loved the world so much, and that is everyone in the world. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life, whether you're the youngest child or whether you're the oldest man or woman. Whoever believes, who chooses to trust Jesus and say yes to them, has everlasting life. That's the promise that Jesus gives to all who believe. And we're seeing it happening today in Downend. I wonder whether Sonia, where's Sonia? Is she here this morning? Sonia's there. Would you like to come forward? I think you give Sonia a very big clap because she's ever so nervous. Just come on. I've asked Sonia to come and share with us, in her own words, the story of God bringing you alive. Something that happened very recently. Can you tell us about it?
Okay. It was during.
Speak really loud.
It was during Nigel's sermon a few Sundays ago on restoring identity, based on John 41:42, when he spoke of having a hole in the middle of life, that craving, that longing, and he used the example of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. Song, I can't get no satisfaction. I try and I try and I try, but I can't get no satisfaction. And I thought, that's me, wandering the world, living and working in different countries, exploring different beliefs, always looking for something to fill the void, waiting for some event or a person, some spark to light the fire in my empty heart. He spoke of the living water that cleanses all our sin and how the Holy Spirit repairs and restores us with love, joy, and goodness, and how Jesus is the only answer. Only he can fill that void. So when Nigel said, let him do it now, Invite him in. Come home. He is calling us. And I open my arms and let Jesus in. And the feeling of love was almost overwhelming. Then, at the end of the service, I went to the prayer room and told the two lovely ladies there what I had experienced. And they were so happy for me, and we prayed together and I gave thanks. So now I have found Jesus, and I know he is always there with me and always will be. He is a spark that lit the fire in my heart. There's no more searching, no more looking. I have found him.
Well, if that isn't a hallelujah in your heart, I don't know what is. Hallelujah. Amen. Sonia asked me the other day, do you know a good Bible that I could read, please? So she could buy her own. And she said the other week, I've signed up for the Alpha course. She's going to explore what life is really all about with Jesus leading the way. The great message of Easter then, life is for everyone. That is God's promise. That is God's invitation. That is what the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is about. God making it possible for everyone to live that life because of his life, death, and resurrection. Life in its fullness, love overwhelming, has come. Thanks be to God. Amen. It's going to sing.